farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government says unutilized lands to be made available for National Custody Project. Find out more on today's program and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries. Cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone, and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
The government has given a commitment to assist the Jamaica Baptist Union, JBU, with lands for a castor bean project. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Darrell Vaz, says unutilized lands will be made available to grow the beans.
This launch of the National Grow Castor Bean Project is a project that has huge potential for earnings on both the local and overseas market.
The initiative, spearheaded by the Urban and Rural Ministry of the Jamaica Baptist Union Mission Agency, aims to have at least 1,000 acres in production on a continuous basis to provide a consistent supply of castor oil locally and internationally. Under phase one of the project, 400 acres are to be brought into production and harvested over 2.5-year cycles. Plans for phase two include bringing 600 acres into production, identifying local and export markets for sale of processed oil, establishing an oil processing facility, and exploring the feasibility of developing retail products, including castor oil.
The Jamaica Baptist Union believes in holistic development, so we are interested in agriculture. We're interested in empowering people in rural areas to make a livelihood.
President of the Jamaica Baptist Union, Reverend Dr. Devon Dick. Minister Vaz says the project, which will engage Baptist church communities across the island, will serve to widen the country's economic base, beginning at the community level.
I'm very pleased that the Jamaica Baptist Union is utilizing its network of churches to provide well-needed employment for persons under this project, thereby assisting in the alleviation of poverty in the targeted communities. I also applaud your intention that you aim to build the skill sets of participants in the project through exposure of agronomy, stewardship, and business skills.
Sugar lands under the Sugar Company Holdings Limited of Jamaica have been made available for use in the project. However, this does not exist in all parishes and the project will require additional lands. On the U.S. market, the value of real Jamaican castor oil ranges from $80 to $100 million. Globally, it has the potential to earn upwards of $200 million. Mr. Vaz is encouraging more public-private sector partnerships to drive investment, production, as well as gainful employment for and empowerment of Jamaicans.
We envision a Jamaica in which economic and social development are attainable and measurable, in which the future is sustainable, so that future generations can continue to benefit from our plans and projects for decades to come.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Darrell Vaz. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Anything tan too long serve two master. Translation, anything that stays too long will serve two masters. And this means, if you don't make use of what you have, someone else will.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.